on now. It's a bit difficult. Today we are meeting to adopt the budget review and recommendations report of the committee. But before we do that, we looked at the first draft. Day before yesterday, which was the 18th, and we effected some changes on the first draft, and which then means that today, before we can adopt, we still have the responsibility of going through the report to ascertain ourselves as to whether it captures what we said as the committee was actually captured. But I've also gone through the report and picked up that when we came to the recommendations right at the end, starting from page 11, we put a recommendation without separating the recommendations that are speaking to a particular program or a particular mode, because we're dealing with four modes of transport. It's rail, and when we're dealing with rail, we focus more on the work that is done by the department and TRASA in terms of rail. And when we look at aviation, we look at the work that is done by APSA and the department. Yes. And then also in when we look at roads, we look at the work that is done by the department in terms of the road maintenance, and also in terms of the upgrading of the rural road network, which is gravel, and also the work that is done by TRASA and the provinces. And we also look at whether there is the country is moving towards having a model that we can say it is the model of the country, and everybody would know that if we talk road maintenance, this is the model of the country. And if we talk the upgrading of the rural road network, this is the model of the country, and these are the phases that will be followed until we reach a level where there is no gap between communities that are in urban areas and communities that are in rural areas. And also, when we talk of scholar transport, again, we would do the same and look at a number of issues, not just Shovagalula, or also not just the usage of vans that are not roadworthy. We look at a number of issues and the policy. I then interacted with the committee secretary to try and bring more focus, so that the person that is reading the report is not from the committee, would have a better understanding if the report, the recommendation should not flog, and have recommendation one speaking to scholar transport, and then recommendation two speaking to maritime, and then recommendation three back to scholar transport. We should cluster. That has happened to some extent, but it still needs to be fine-tuned. But then I also looked at the guidelines. This booklet that we are using. It doesn't say that we should include the strategic plan that was presented to us. It also doesn't say we should include in this report the oversight report. The guide says we should use that information to analyze the situation and pronounce our findings, having used that information as source, that as a source document that enables us to analyze. We are not expected to include a report of the oversight on as it is. What we are expected to do is to take the report of the oversight, use it to analyze, because when you are on oversight, you are actually looking at what is happening on the ground in relation to the strategic plans that were presented. You are looking at the progress that is being made, as well as the impact that is being made. That is what comes out of an oversight report. Then you take that information and put it in this report now as a finding, and then also which would then inform the recommendation that the committee is making on the basis of what the committee came across during oversight. So we're not supposed to have the report. What is supposed to have is to use the report as a source document and to help us analyze the performance of the department and the transport entities in line with their mandates, and also in relation to what we have seen on the ground, and then make the necessary recommendations. Therefore, we are going to take out other reports because they will cause the confusion. But take information from those reports that is relevant, and also align that information to a specific area of focus. If what we observed during the oversight was the use of consultants, it should fall under human resource when we report that we are observing the issue of the vacancies that are not filled, but we are also observing the high level of use of consultants, then it relates to a specific area that the department should be looking at. And also, we all have our own limitations in terms of language and grammar. And we bank on the Freitas, Honorable De Freitas, and I asked when I did not see him ukuthi when will he come, because I know that there are issues of grammar that he would then assist us with when we are finalizing. But then I also realized that our recommendations were too general. And if I was sitting in treasury, I would not know what to do in terms of allocating funds, because there's nothing that speaks about increase of or refocus of budget in our report. Are you calling? And because of that, I then last night phoned the CEO and touched base with the department, particularly of those entities that have got major strategic plans, like PRASA, on the issue of rail infrastructure development, as well as the replacement of the rolling stock, and also ISAMSA, it had indicated the challenges that we have in maritime, and I took liberty to phone them, and they sent additional information which is already incorporated, but it needs to be fine-tuned. I also phoned a cross-border, and the CEO sent a lady there, Marina. Okay. The CEO sent the CFO to actually speak on issues that need focus in terms of their budgetary needs, and he also sent information which is what is incorporated in the report now. I also looked at the guide and picked up that in some areas we are already pronouncing on policy which we are not supposed to, like on the issue of the use of a fuel levy. We don't have those powers as this portfolio committee. There is a government policy on that. It's a fuel levy is a form of a tax, and all the taxes go to one pot, and then they get divided according to the needs of everyone. So we can't ring fence. We have no power to ring fence. So we'll have to also look at that. Our report is silent in terms of when I look at how we pushed to have the road maintenance fund, I think we should be having the same vigor when it comes to rural roads development. There is nothing that talks about road safety and more especially in view of what the survey says, the public transport survey says. It talks about the high cost of traveling, it talks about high level of accidents and unsafe public transport. It talks about the time spent by people traveling. It talks about the lack of integration also of the transport. And we are not picking that up in our report, that there be a specific focus to ensure that the cost of traveling is reduced. Even where the Gautrain has been introduced, the cost is high. Where the roads have been upgraded, the cost is high in terms of tolling. So the upgrading that is taking place is not relating to the issue of reducing the cost of traveling, and we need to be speaking to that, because there is a report that was, there is a survey that was conducted, and there is a report on that, that we need to reduce there are issues of cost, and there are issues of time spent by people traveling, which the department has to work towards reducing. And there is issue of safety, and we have we know the number of accidents and the level of death that occur when there are accidents, and we need to also talk about that. So I will then open an opportunity for members to kick in. I don't see any problem with the report up to page 10. The areas that maybe except for the grammar, the area of concern that which we have to deal with and fine tune starts at page 11 to page 17.
Thank you, Chairperson. Letter appreciates the steps that you've taken. Also, playing a key particular role in trying to further interrogate or probe the report to get the good answers. Maybe, Chairperson, I would propose that we zoom in straight to page 11. And maybe where you picked up those areas that need to be looked into by all committee members, you can just lead us on that. Starting, I assume that you say from page 11, number 11, and then so that we can also incorporate those. I'm not sure whether you're saying the report, the responses that you are getting from the other agencies are already here. You need us to look into that.
Except for PRASA.
And then for deficiencies or corrections that need to be made, maybe if you can assist us, maybe bullet by bullet as we go along, it will assist quite a lot. Because I would assume that some members are saying it's fine, and I've noticed also the policy directive that you were referring to on the fuel levy, because it's a policy matter, surely we'll pick that out. It cannot be in here is our recommendation, because you can't recommend on a policy that is already there. So if you can take us through page 11 and where there are corrections, I'll be very much pleased. Thank you, Chair.
My observation is that on page 11 we have a report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport on the budget and strategic plan of the Department of Transport and its entities dated 21st May 2011. We are not supposed to have that here as part of the report. We're supposed to have it as a reference that we can then use to assess the performance of the department and the progress that was made. You're not supposed to have it as it is as a report. Again, we have on page 12 the report of the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport on its oversight visit to the Northwest KwaZulu-Natal and Eastern Cape. We're not supposed to have that. We can use that document as a point of reference. On page 13, again, we have a draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport and Oversight to the South African Maritime Safety Authority. We're not supposed to have that. We should then, after consideration of source of information, we can refer that as where we got the information from, but not put the report. Okay. The source of information would be the Portfolio Committee or the report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport, on Budget and Strategic Plan of the Department of Transport and its entities, which was discussed by the and adopted by the Portfolio Committee on this day. It is a reference. We don't have to include the report. The same would apply to the source of document, which is the Portfolio Committee Oversight Report. And also another oversight report. And another source of document is the report of the Auditor General. We use that. And also we referred also to the State of the Nation address, because when we were engaging the entities in terms of their program, we were also looking at the State of the Nation address. And also we make reference to the mandate of all the entities. If we are dealing with RTMC, we would refer to the act that founded the RTMC and gave a mandate. That is the source of information we use when we assess the RTMC. And when we assess ESANRAL, we also refer to the mandate given to ESANRAL and the act. And we end there. This is where we get the information from, which guides us. And then, after that, we then come to the findings. And the findings are what we are seeing and the recommendations that we are making. Then our findings, I have coffin. We should start on page 14. Labuti Kona Committee observations during 2010-11 annual report briefing. Then we take from Lama report what would relate to Lama recommendations, but we separate because it's going to be difficult for a person who is reading the report, Olga's routine, which entity and which program are we dealing with when we are making a finding. We should make it easy, like right at the back, we are trying to do that. Master of my recommendations, we are trying to do that. We are saying maritime, we're saying road, we are saying a rail, dependent city road infrastructure, scholar transport, all those. We should try and do that. And said, yes, Honorable Sir.
Looking at this little booklet, which is a very useful guide, I think, in terms of how we program it, you know, in a template form. The report from the AG put it in very nice terms, I thought, because they separated exactly how you do by mode, by entity. Now, I don't think we must throw away the baby and the bathwater here. There is a lot of information, as you say, that gathered from our oversight visits, from the interaction we had with those departments. I think what you're saying, as I understood, is that we need to put, first of all, our observations, which is what we've seen, what we heard, and what... That's not a recommendation. It's not. It's just saying we observe that there's issues here. And in those observations, you'll find them scattered right through this report. We need to extract them and put them into a format that's not mixed, but maybe into the... In the line of the modes, you know what I'm saying? So we report in observations in line of the modes, and then in conclusion in line of the modes. And I think that we've got everything here we want. There's nothing here I look at that I certainly remember not asking or trying to delve into in terms of some of the issues. So that will put the committee's observation and its conclusions into some format. And then once we've put that, we then come to the recommendation, and we just highlight issues that we need to go into. And remember, the role of this committee is not to question the departments per se, but the executive, if you read this report. So our recommendations are to the minister, and we're going to ask the minister to maybe go in and investigate issues that we know are a problem at RAF or RTMC, etc., etc. So I think it's very clear, and I think that Valerie has captured everything that the committee has seen and observed. It's just a matter of reformatting it. And I suggest possibly a little editing committee, that's all. Unless there are people that have got very high, strong feelings about things that are missing here and how they should be recorded. But then we can just sit and say, right, let's cut and paste and do a job that will bring it back to this committee for finalization and recommendation. I've always found that sometimes a big committee, there's too many people who have got a different way of expanding or to put into words some of the issues. Maybe a little small committee, subcommittee goes and does the editing and comes back to this committee and says, now forget this. This is what we believe we've captured in terms of this thing. And then we can scrutinize it and decide whether there's something that's missing or not. Because I think this is a lot of useful stuff here. The first part of it is what the report asked us to do. The department explained themselves by a program. Now we're going to react to those programs in such a way that we can. So yeah, I think it's the right thing to do. But how we do it now in time is another thing. There's just a couple of things I just also want to mention, which we take it for granted, and that is the fact that we haven't had a one-on-one with some of the entities because of time frame, but we've had reports coming from the department. And I think a lot of the problems we're having is the fact that the department itself are not giving good oversight to those entities of theirs. And, you know, now we hear about these things when they come and we try to sort them out. So whether we're going to have time to see, for instance, RAF and RTIA and the port regulator, because they've all got inherent problems. But we've heard from the department about those problems, but not necessarily from those CEOs themselves. That's just another observation. I don't have a problem reporting about them from the department, but there's no verification problem unless you've actually interacted with them directly yourself.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, I feel highly embarrassed because I, for some reason, had in my diary that the meeting was at 2. So my sincere apologies, that's never happened before. So I'm really sorry about that. It's totally my fault for being disorganized. What I want to do, suggest is I want to support what Honourable Farrow is saying, but before that committee gets together and does the sort of what's the word, editing, and because that's all their mandate would be. They wouldn't have any authority to make any changes. Is perhaps if there are any members that have any clarity and just making sure that we understand different issues in the report, so that is clarified, so that when the editing committee goes and does their work, they have the right meanings, because I have a few, some questions and so forth. I'm not talking about the editing and cosmetic and that kind of thing. I'm talking about the actual meaning, so that we're all on the same page when it comes to the different issues and what we mean when we're editing it. Thank you.
I'm not falling very far from what has been raised. I'm taking my cue from yourself, Dr. Chaperton, when you said that there is information that is coming that you interacted, so that it needs to be added here. And the second matter is the restructuring of the report in terms of the format, findings, recommendations, and so on, so that we debate. We discuss this matter holistically. But surely also, I take the tune when you say, let's take out the oversight reports from this report. But those reports, those oversight reports will be taken as points of reference to beef this report. I also understand that. I think I don't have a problem with that one. Because once we do those things, I term it as in-house things, because we've not gone to substantive issues of the report, whereby the honourable member wants to have some clarity questions. Maybe, I'm not sure which comes first, because it could be that your interaction and the information that is being brought now, and including with the CFO and maybe other members, if there are things that they want to say before we structure and we do anything else, let's get to what they are here for, so that we sit alone and not keep them. If they are, so that we manage the information very properly. Because it would be just a matter of rearranging the report. Otherwise, substantively and by and large, I think you have captured it very well.
Is there any other
question? This is another question. AG, when they reported, they were sort of pretty vague, you know, and we asked them to go back and give us more detail now, which I'm sorry they didn't give in the first place, because it spells out exactly where the issues are. We need to incorporate this part of that report in here, which is not reflected entirely. Maybe in a schedule which we can attach, or do you say that we must make reference to this report now? How, you see, because in the, if you go to the template, in the little booklet, it has a paragraph 7, I think it is, if I remember, where it says considerations of other sources of information. Do you see that heading? It says a number of sources can be used to analyze the strategic and operational plan. These include the state of the nation, prior BREs and reports on budget. But that report of the Auditor General must be made reference to then, and so that if we don't incorporate, we either then put it there, but I think there's some very, very, very strong findings here where they've revealed specifically which entity, which department, and what area or program there has been either fruitful and wasteful expenditure or irregular expenditure. And I think we need to capture that somehow, and I don't see it currently as we sit in this report now where it's reflected properly. So that was the one other question. And then just following up from what Mr. De Freitas said, I think it's a good idea just to help whoever, if you agree on the editing committee, subcommittee approach, to just go through this now, each of us, page by page, and sort of highlight where we've got maybe spelling mistakes, language sort of interpretation, and questions that we might have to put as information into this report next year.
Yes,
Chair.
I also want to agree with a colleague, Honorable Farrell, but I'm worried about the time frame. Is it going to allow us to do that?
Mm-hmm.
think that we could adjourn maybe for 1.5 hours and then come back and allow a smaller group to work on the report. It would save time. Because we are not bringing in new information. We are actually rearranging the information it is there. On the issue of the Auditor General's report that he asked the specifics on, we wanted to have an in-depth understanding of the findings that we made. And also we wanted that information for purposes of also engaging the specific responsible entities, countries, so to say, but also to use that to make recommendations. My understanding of item 7 on page 20 of the guide says, consideration of other sources of information. A number of sources can be used to analyze the strategic and operational plans of departments. These include the State of the Nation Address, reports of the National Planning Commission and the Ministry in the Presidency, Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, reports of the Auditor General of South Africa, the Financial and Fiscal Commission, fact-finding visits, oversight and reports, prior budget review, recommendations report, and reports on budget books. That doesn't mean that we include those reports in the package. We use the information that we get from those reports as source information that helps us to analyze and arrive at a finding and also arrive at a decision. So that we are not influenced by our gut feeling and then make findings that are emotionally informed in terms of how we feel about a particular entity, but we are guided by the document that, and that information can be verified, because a finding also can be can have a negative impact, and the recommendation also would be acted upon. And if the recommendation is not supported by any verifiable information, it will then become a problem. So we use the document to actually make recommendations. And also, it's a source document for us. It helps us. It does not necessarily need to be included in the document. Honorable,
I'm just wanting to support what you're saying in terms of the 1.5 hour of the full committee to look into the matter, so that thereafter, because along with the time frames, the time constraints, that if it's 10:30, so 10:30, 10:30, 2:07, 12:00, if we can be back, so that we take 1 hour towards lunch to finalize the report. I think that's the that's in order. So it's maybe yourself and the the problem is one member from the team and one member.
as well as here before.
You can't be out because you chaired the meeting, the cutting gear coming, and also you must learn because you will always chair when I'm not there. No, it's not by choice. It's not of the first.
I agree that we support the recommendation. Obviously, as chair, you need to decide that committee, do that everything committee would be. But just coming back to the clarity matters and making sure that, you know, we're not going to change things after the event. Can we just go through and see whether there's anything? I've got a couple of areas where I've got, it doesn't make sense to me, the actual statement, which I need either clarity on or to propose a change.
Can I
committee members that are going to stay behind? Honorable Director, Honorable Duma, Honorable Suka, and myself, Honorable Bennett, he has a commitment. And if it's okay, Honorable Faro can also remain. And then we have a backup from FASA, the researcher, the cross border, and we also have information from SAMHSA, which will be assisted by the researcher. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, now we move to issues of clarity to be at the same wavelength. Honorable Faro.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 15, on paragraph 12.13, the last sentence doesn't make sense to me. The committee further observed with concern the economic and social impact on South African road users. Is that not meant to be through a particular issue like tolling?
We got
page 15?
Yeah.
12.13, last sentence.
Okay.
You've got to have a reason why there's a social or economic impact on South African road users. Is it through tolling or what? We just need to put another couple of words in there. The impact of social and economic issues is because of road debt? Is it because of the cost of petrol? Is it because of people having to go through toll gates now? I think we just must put something at the end. I thought it was in relation to tolling because it is talking about SANRAL and that has a social impact and economic impact on the people. If you take Car 10, for instance. But I wasn't. Madam Chair.
On that particular matter, I remember clearly that we discussed at length when the CEO of SANRAL was present, and we did talk about the economic impact on the toll road itself. So my reading is that it has an impact, what they're talking about here is the toll roads, the impact that it has. And also if you look at the sentences in that sub-clause, it definitely pertains to the SANRAL with the whole discussion we're having with regards to funding of roads and so forth. So I would suggest that we just change that sentence to indicate that it's toll roads and that the economic and social impact it would have. Thank you.
I would think that we need to paraphrase the whole 12.13 and 12.14 and put that into context. We should be making a reference to the 2003 public transport survey, which are related to issues of high cost and also the response that has been coming from the minister when engaged on this issue of tolling, to say that currently we have a policy on tolling, but there is an outcry in relation to that, which therefore would mean that maybe there is a need for re-looking at that issue to find the best suitable funding model for road infrastructure development, which would be sensitive to issues of adding more burden to the end user pay, because that is what is coming from the provinces. KwaZulu-Natal has been to the portfolio committee raising the issue of tolling. Gauteng is not happy, although they initiated it. They are now saying they are not happy with their own initiative. Western Cape is not happy. So there is unhappiness. So we should be paraphrasing that. We would then, are we now on the same wavelength in terms of what is it? What is meant by that sentence?
I agree with you. In fact, it's not specific, because we're aware that the fuel levy is in fact in the Act as a source of funds, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that only. So it's really the model that we're talking about that's key here. And that's what I raised in your absence, by the way, with Daniel. I said that the DG and the department must set up a meeting ASAP to look at these various models of funding and sources of funding for all roads, not only at national level. So I think that is the key. But I mean, if the committee is happy that we agree, we will look at an editing version of that when we get to that process.
I would also recommend that we take out the fuel levy, because we can't be saying we must look at the appropriate funding model, but at the same time be saying that the fuel levy.
I agree with you, Madam Chair. Just on the fuel levy, though, I would suggest that we put it in context, as you said earlier. Let's perhaps say that legislation talks about the fuel levy. I remember that being mentioned specifically. And that must be considered, or must be a consideration in the model. So we're not preempting it, but also pointing out what legislation says. I don't know if I'm clear. Thank you.
We can quote the legislation.
Yeah.
If your levy is not ring-fenced for road maintenance, no. It's part of the TEP. We would be confusing issues if we were to put a fuel levy here, because it could be construed by the person who is reading, who is not part of this discussion, to mean that the fuel levy is ring fenced for road maintenance, which is not the case. I think I have point 12.11 for me would be shifted under aviation, but it falls short of
there's a lot in here, as I said, which we need to extract and put it into the right block. I mean, even the next one after you've raised raised there is also an aviation issue. Talk about the regulator. So we the editing committee will go one by one through these and talk to them.
Okay. Are there any other grey areas?
Obviously this committee has mandate. I mean, we can't add something in afterwards, otherwise we'll be But you raised the issue, very important issue. Under the 13.4.5 on page 17, we have to account for, on page 17, on 13.4.5, you raised a very important issue about road safety, which we didn't reflect really on. And the thing that's key to that process, which we also need to raise somewhere, is the whole aspect of the implementation of OARTA, of the Administration and Adjudication of Road Offences Act, which dictates the role that is played by RTIA and the fact that it's a non-entity. And we've got to reflect on that because we're aware and conscious that they never even came back to us after the strategic workshop. And I think as a committee it would be unbecoming of us not to say, well, we need to get the legislation of that thing sorted out so that those people can start doing their business, because they're sitting there getting a salary every month. So that's that demerit system, you know. We haven't mentioned it, and it's key to road safety. Because us, you know. So I just want to make mention of that. We need to just embrace it somehow. Just mention it and talk about it, and maybe in our recommendations ask the minister to get cracking with doing something about it. And then the last thing is on 13.5.2, when we talk about scholar transport. Do you remember the report we got, Madam Chair, which showed that there is still, in some provinces, the Department of Education handling this very important role? We can't have teachers deciding what transport to be used by kids to go to school. They must tell us how many kids need to go to school, and then transport must take up the nettle of ensuring that the vehicles they use and the contractor that is employed is the right one to ensure that we don't end up with these kids dying on our road. So on 13.52, we need to say that, I've just added a little point there at the end, accessibility and conditions of access to roads to school and the role that the Department of Education is currently playing. Finished and clock. And then we can ask the minister to investigate that. Thank you.
On the same, I think that it is not necessarily the test for drivers, but it is the competence level and the life skills level. That is what we were saying. And also, it is not only the conditions of the vehicle, but also the type of the vehicle, the features of the vehicle that is transporting the child. And maybe the other issue will be addressed when we are dealing with the issue of paraphrasing now, to dealing with the grammar language. And then on page on the same page, 13.6.2, the committee recommended that the department consider the establishment of manufacturing plans for the project in underdeveloped areas so that the project is informed by the 2020 target for job creation. I think here you need to be more specific, because we have had a presentation where the issue of establishing manufacturing plants in the country was a presentation was made indicating where the department thinks the manufacturing the plants should be. One is located in Johannesburg, and one in KwaZulu-Natal, and the other one in Eastern Cape, I think. But we have presidential poverty nodal points in the country. And also we have in those presidential poverty nodal points, there are high rates of unemployment and high rates of poverty. And that is what the committee was arguing, that why a plant in Johannesburg, where there are more jobs. So we should then be able to reflect that we were not just talking about this now. We have had an engagement with the department, and we have observed that their thinking is more about a reduced cost of the bicycle. And in our minds, it's not the reduced cost of the bicycle, the price of the bicycle should not be the determining factor. It is the reduction of poverty, job creation, and developing underdeveloped areas that is key to us. I also had another one. Page 18. The committee expressed the importance of addressing the institutional arrangements that currently existed between the Department of Public Enterprise, of Environmental Affairs, of Defense, and Military Veterans, and of Transport to formulate a coherent maritime policy. I'm not sure whether I understand that the message, but if someone can clarify to me what are we trying to communicate here?
Maybe to ensure that there is some sort of liaison. And there is a committee that actually meets with these agencies, but what we found, if you remember on that visit, was that the port manager wasn't talking to SAMHSA, and you know, there was all this communication breakdown. Now, whether that's what you're trying to reflect there in terms of that report, I don't know. But I mean, that committee, which entails those entities, meet, they have a forum, but whether at that forum it's sufficient enough to be able to ensure that the port captains and the port managers are talking is another story. And you know, we raised it in reflection to the Phoenix. Remember the ship that was hanging outside port, and the port captain, port manager wouldn't let it in, and this one said it should have got up there. You know, it's difficult to control those sort of things unless there's communication. I think that's what it's referring to.
Then to me, another issue is on page 14, 12.4. The committee noted the underspending in the tertiary recapitalization program, especially the decrease in implementation in the provinces. The committee wanted clarity from the department on whether there were mechanisms in place to counteract the possible abuse of the process. I think that we are raising two different issues. Those were two different issues. On the issue of the tertiary underspending on tertiary capitalization, what was being explained there was that taxi owners don't feel the benefit of the current formula of taxi recapitalization, and as a result, they do not want to scrap their taxis because they cannot afford to buy the new one. The negative impact of that is that unroadworthy cars, taxis, remain on the road. And then the response from the department was that they have they are looking at addressing the root cause of the cost of the taxi, which means they have put this on hold, and then they are coming up with an intervention of facilitating the establishment of a cooperative bank for the taxi industry, which would then help them overcome the issue of high interest, because banks are charging them a much higher interest than other vehicle buyers. That is what the explanation was. And a cooperative bank is in line with the policies of this government. We have a cooperative bank act. And also it relates to the economic transformation and the broad-based black economic empowerment policy. So we should, I think that we should then be encouraging the department to move with speed. But also we should be saying we can't allow a situation where, because the cost is high, then we keep the unroadworthy cars, because we've begun to see the results of that. 15 people killed in one taxi. 10. Each time a taxi is involved in an accident, you would then have many people dying. And you can trace it to this, that they don't want to recapitalize. Then, I think that we need to have issued on a separate subheading under road infrastructure, then the upgrading of the rural road, gravel, from gravel. I'm saying this because there is a SADC resolution that was taken in 2003 that the rural road network, that is gravel, will be upgraded to low volume ceiling, and the department has not acted on that. First phase is that the rural roads will be stabilized so that they can be utilized in all weather conditions. And there is resistance at officials level as well as consultants that are working for the department who not recommend the new technology of stabilizing the gravel road, then making a saving which would then allow you to invest in low volume ceiling. If we can talk about that, because that also talks to narrowing the gap in terms of substandards of services and quality standards of services for different communities. And also it talks to access to schools, clinics, hospitals in rural areas where such are not accessible. But it also talks to complementa agriculture. agrarian revolution. The new formula of funding. What broadens the gap between adequately serviced areas and underdeveloped areas? A funding formula is on per capita amount. So where there are many people, government gives more funds. Instead of where there is huge backlog, government should give more funds. So for as long as usebenzisa leyo formula, angeke ulokhuze unarrowishe igap. Uyakhumbula Masila, when we were dealing with the road maintenance potholes, we invited SABS, the inviter, UCSIR. And they were able to share with us information of the existing technology. But about the bar resistance in using those technologies. Google department, we visited in KZN, Harding. They were using cement to close them up potholes, and that was not even a service provider. It was departmental staff using cement to repair a pothole near asphalt. Made of it called asphalt. Yes. And they were also not clearing locals stormwater pipe to prevent the law. Now there are new technologies. Kukhona a technology yenza a gravel road which ungayi repair ungayi gravel for 4 years. Noma lingane izulu uyaqina leyo lokhuze leyo kube ngathi ichopha igula mufake leyo chemical umhlaba bayawuthatha umhlaba esebe uqine leyo lokhuze leyo. Ama-consultants angafuni amasetshenziswe because ama-consultants ahola percentage ka-project management. If ama-plant hire engarigraveli all the time, uzoholani consultant ka project management ogade ukuthi plant hire irigravelile yini? So kuyena kungcono ukuthi kurigravelwe all the time, uzokutshela ukuthi kuchipa because yena usecure i-interest yakhe ukuthi uyi-project manager, 110 consultants in one province, Northwest, with Department of Transport. Yes, 110 consultants. So, what's the issue at the introduction of this technology? Department, it rely on kakhulu who guide our consultants, particularly kumasipala na kuma provinces, instead of relying on science, CSIR, no SABS, abanama standards, and the other Agrimo South Africa, those three, because zonke lezo zika government. So ibona kufanele baba guiding a new technology kuthi. Is it a reliable technology? I would back to my consultants because my consultants are bigger my interest for. So a technology no me gaba kona introduce is seven the woman in my country zinga seven the South Africa kuloko go regravel because over gravel a kilometer 1.2 million.
So they have 110
the gravel, the roads, when they only similar, only if there is a similar, they were by the gravel, the roads. And they are not, the, all the roads are full of potholes, but they have hands and tents. Consequence. So with that, now the committee is going to come
out.
Madam Chair, if I may, I just want to pin something. It's not to do with this meeting, but you brought it up now. I think it's important. I happened to, coincidentally, about 2-3 weeks ago, go and visit the CSIR and had a meeting with them with the what they call built environment section. And they really emphasized that they suggested that the committee, or at least a component of the committee, go and meet to them because they are completely underutilized when it comes to transport. They have the research, a lot of it is there already, which is available to the department, and they have asked, just because I was there, not to go over your head as the chair, to facilitate possibly the use of CR. I mean, these are all government entities, and they're not talking to each other. And we then go and commission as a department other work when the CSR has done it and has got research and all that kind of thing. So if I may, maybe just pin it that we can program for maybe the new year to look at doing a visit to the CSR. It'd be a very easy visit because it's in Pretoria, it'd be convenient. And to go and look at the amazing stuff that they have. It's one of the top research institutions in the world. And the department and the entities are not using them enough, and perhaps we could facilitate it. So if we just pin them. Take opportunity for that. Thank you.
Okay. Then, yes, I have been communicating with them and planning to, which is why I also invited them to the committee because I was in touch with them. I started communicating with them when I was in Ogun. But in terms of the recommendation, I think that we can also have a recommendation here that relates to the underutilization of the CSIR in line with the upgrading of our transport infrastructure, not only the roads, even the rail, they have a lot of information. Are we agreeing on that? What is it? We added that recommendation. Lineng recommendation funasien is kuti o minister a consideration who establish a fund yeah rural road. In the same way that she established a fund yeah road maintenance. So that will become very specific, and then we are then able to monitor. Okay. Got it. Okay. Then portion in it. Then portion in it. 12.
I'm sorry, are you suggesting the committee meets at 12? Subcommittee. Oh, finish at 12. Oh, you can probably. Sorry. Okay. No, that's good.
No, the agenda was never to take anybody out or anybody in. But just fine and Jim was Lamala. That's fine, Lashim. I mean, you know, we're doing it because we were like children misled. Now we see that from the parent house, I'm saying it's the same thing. That's fine. Hope. Hey, very, very old.
Yeah,
No, mama, ungawari nge opposition.
What does?
Quadam is maritime. Okay.
Looking at the issue of food letters, because if the officials are still enough, why are they using so many different companies? That's what you are
saying. Yeah, the cost of a consultation.
We are concerned that there is overuse of the person.
Thank you.
The provinces are giving over their roads to Pemba because they're not in a position to upgrade those roads. Remember we bought that up. The other round, we should be looking at why is it safe. You know, it's safe on the road. But the provinces are not here. You follow?
I'm going to go to the hospital.
May I move for the adoption of this report with amendments? And those amendments also, will submit them not later than today to Valerie.
Second chair, as amended.
The budget review recommendations report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport is hereby adopted by the committee unanimously. Thank you very much. I declare the meeting closed.
No, you like the map. We'll like it, because I have a good. Yeah, I'm going to be